Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, hello everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am so excited to be with all of you on this very last day of June 2025. It is June 30th. It is noontime here in Central Florida. It's going to be a stormy Central Florida soon. So we are definitely experiencing some summer heat, and I'm really excited to be with all of you. We are working on technology here at the house this week, so please know that I am, it's funny because I told you guys I'm so resistant about the YouTube thing, but a little at a time, every time I really get ready to just take the leap, something happens. So I know when these things start to happen, it makes me want it more, and so we're working on that, and I'm sure over the next few weeks you'll be you'll definitely be seeing this transition. So I look forward to being a part of that with all of you. And I want to say good morning to everyone coming in. If you are here, my face hurts because I'm laughing already and I'm smiling so big. Always looking forward to being with all of you in this crazy world that we exist in. I want to say good morning. If you're here for the first time, we have a Facebook page for now, and we are still here in the chat room over on Facebook. That's going to definitely alter in a couple of weeks to YouTube. So we're going to be experiencing all of these new things together. I love the fact that the sun is in Cancer right now. I know Jupiter's in Cancer. I'm sure you guys went through a lot of astrology with Mark. It is definitely an interesting time. I'm very excited for Uranus to go into Gemini, even though I always say with that electric energy that it has, I hope it doesn't bite me in the butt. But of course, being a Gemini sun and Mars, I am a little excited to shake things up with you all and to do some different things. Part of that is touching some taboo subjects around our spiritual world. And, you know, I've been snooping around a little bit online and really hoping to debunk some of the inconsistencies, the fear-mongering, the twisted patterns. And I say twisted patterns and beliefs, but you know, the bottom line is, if, you know, I see a lot of people out there, the religious communities and things like that, really trying to debunk what we do and our hopeful, faithful, loyal, amazing community for so many right and correct reasons. You know, we're all here together. And then I look at things like, I saw a little comment, which is triggering me to come today and share a few things with you. When I say taboo subjects, I saw someone say, well, if you're spiritual, how could you be material? Or where is the alignment between your spiritual and material lives? And how is it that we can perhaps be in a society that needs, it's such a word, money. I mean, I'm going to say it out loud, and people are like, oh, we don't want to mention money. We don't want to talk about money. How all of a sudden did money get so to become such a topic of aversion, you know? Or why are we adverse to talking about it in a spiritual community? And, you know, with everything going on in the world, it's super difficult to try to understand. Somebody said to me again, I feel so guilty because there's so many negative things happening in the world, but I'm so happy right now. Or we have a new love and a new excitement, and I don't know why I feel so peaceful with everything going on. Should I feel bad about that? I just got a raise at work. Should I feel bad about that? I have a self-worth that I've been plugging at. How many of you have been digging and plugging and healing and releasing and removing fear around that topic of money? Or how many of you have maybe worked on some of your guilt around receiving? And, you know, it's kind of apropos in a spiritual community. There's a lot of empaths, and as you all know, and you all are. And it's funny because as an empath, how many of you can really feel grateful for receiving without having those question marks or without having some of that difficulty maybe around the conflicts around opening yourselves up to more. So there's some lies that have been told, you know, and I'm seeing some over on Facebook, and my heart goes out to all of the people suffering, of course, as we share something that we want to be bigger, we want to be brighter, we want to be better for each other, we want to be our each other's lights, you know, shining stars, so to speak, or paving a path for more for all of us. And we hope to overlap on many of these things, you know. And so what we want to do, yeah, Lori's in the chat room. Lori, good morning. Let me say good morning to everybody here first, and then we'll get into these lies that have should have never been told. Money is energy. And everyone experiences it in their own way. Thank you, Lori. Pamela, good morning to you. Anne, good morning. Patty, good morning to you. I could hardly wait also. And it took a long time for me to say that. Nadine, hello to you. And Maya, good morning. Laura, hello. Happy, happy July 1st tomorrow, everyone. I cannot believe half of this year is over. And I am really excited about what it's going to bring. Now, Patty, hello to you. Erica is with us today. Erica is a hardworking teacher for a large portion of the year. I'm so happy. She said she's in Jersey, dirty Jersey, with her windows rolled down. And I'm happy to join. I'm happy you're with us today as well. Catherine, hello. And I love that you're traveling. And these are kind of some of the things that we want to talk about through the summer. Eating ice cream for no reason, sitting near the beach, looking at the water, gazing into the sun, soaking up some of that vitamin D. Of course, if you're on the other side of the world, like some of my friends, they're freezing right now, so I don't want to say too much. But their freezing is a little different than yours up in the northeast and northwest. I'm super, it's interesting because we have such a demeanor of when we talk about faith, we talk about hope, we talk about love, we talk about charity. Charity is the equivalent process to faith, hope, and love because, you know, they're all named together. We didn't leave anything out. And the four corners are the four pillars of what our belief system actually is. And I'm sure there are many more offshoots from it. It reminds me of the number four, the four of pentacles being the fourth sign. It's Cancer, reminds me of that energy because we want to feel safe. We want to feel secure. We want to feel stable. We want to feel nourished. And where do we feel nourished the most? In our house, our homes, you know? So what do we want to bring into that space? And from that space, we get to manifest everything that we want to bring into our lives, whether it from the collective energy, the external energy, our internal processes. I talk about these four layers a lot lately because I've been working with them a lot, and they're all one, so the magic starts here at home. Or perhaps your safe space could be somewhere else. It could be on the other side of the world. It could be somewhere you visit for an hour a day. It could be taking a walk in the nature that surrounds you, anything that you absorb like this, but it all comes back to home. So your internal energy, say your, I say the four of pentacles, but the four of discs, the four of coins, let's call it a coin for today because we talk about money a little bit. And so with the Four of Coins, we think about Cancer and everything that it brings to us. And, you know, somebody said, oh, you know, Cancers are a little more cautious, or they're a little maybe frugal, or, and it is a Virgo moon, so I think this is feeding into what I'm saying. The thing is that, in all honesty, it could be a very generous energy, selectively. And you get to become generous, selectively. And sometimes you wonder to yourselves, and I'm sure as human beings, you all sit there and go, well, the spirit of generosity, where do I want to share my earnings? Where do I want to share what I bring in? If you receive something like a bonus or a gift or an additional sum, are you sharing some of that with someone who's less fortunate? Or are you sharing your time or dedicating your time in that spirit of generosity is just because sometimes we don't have enough money to exist today, or maybe we're tight on our bills or our budget or and everything that goes on. But at the same time, if we allow for that flow, are we able to really bring into the picture, or bring into our own selves, that spirit of generosity that can maybe donate an hour of time if we have that little bonus, or we have a little volunteer, somebody needs a volunteer at the Humane Society, or somebody needs something. I could never go volunteer at the Humane Society, and I know my limitations because I'll have every animal, I'll basically wind up living at the Humane Society. And but I can go maybe donate my time with something that I don't feel so emotionally adhered to, and that perhaps it's a walk for a benefit, or, and all of you, and I'm talking for everyone, just to show you that it doesn't have to be money that you're giving in order to receive. And so some of the lies that are told in the spiritual community is, you know, prosperity is really just having enough. Whatever God provides for you, it's having a provision that can help you satisfy maybe your calling in this life, maybe your path in this life, whatever you're destined to receive, to be able to live the way you want to live, and maybe have enough left over for others. And if you do have enough left over for others, how are you going to share it, you know? I mean, honestly, there is so much you can do in so many ways that can counteract some of these myths and like, oh, if you're a spiritual person, you can't earn because, you know, you can't be spiritual and financially prosperous. Another big lie. Money is not unimportant. We say, oh, don't worry about money. You have to have a gratitude, an attitude of gratitude around it, but you have to also know it's important to live, especially in today's times. It's not, there's nothing evil about it like we hear. I just read this. This is what triggered this conversation. Money's evil. No, it's not evil. It's definitely a necessity in our lives. And it does, and it can hurt us, but hopefully it influences you to be better and better as time goes on. Can it affect us? It says, oh, money shouldn't have any effect on you. Well, it does. And honestly, it can be used to earn, to make it better for you, the others and people in your life, to really be able to say, how many of you sometimes feel guilt for asking for more or expecting more? And how many of us receive more? And yes, like Lori just said, it can alleviate someone else. It can alleviate someone else's suffering in different ways, though. It doesn't have to be the almighty dollar or, you know, the coin or whatever it is you're giving. It could be your time. It could be a word. It could be a friendly dropping a little donut box off at your next door neighbor who can't get out because they're under the weather, you know. What about money will cure all your problems? Not true. It can't cure all your problems. Your happiness comes from within. Your emotional and mental process has to be first. So that's another little lie. Some of us, and then we say, oh, that person was destined for wealth. But why can't you be destined for wealth or even comfort? You know, we don't have to go for the gusto, but in all honesty, we don't need to have limitations on what we want to receive, as long as we have that knowing that we want to receive to help, and we continue to let the process flow. And I know people who angel, there are angel donators out there, there are benefactors from Angel, people who just go and bless people along the way. And I'm sure you know many yourself. And so what about having that change of thought, that one change of thought that we are no different than the next person? You know, we're all entitled. We all have an entitlement to receive, to be comfortable, to be happy, to be in alignment with what we're supposed to be doing. Without guilt, nobody, you know, I read, oh, somebody said, I don't want to say any names, but you all probably know this person from our community in the past. If money is evil, you know, God doesn't want you to be financially prosperous and all this. This is all nonsense. And you know this. And I hope you know this more and more. You all deserve so much through your own spiritual life, your own process, the ability to manifest what it is that you want to bring more of into your lives. And sometimes somebody said to me, have you ever done a vision board? And the answer is yes, but it's more like a vision board. And I know some of my students are in here today, but I think we did a vision board back in the day, like Edgar Cayce suggested. And we did the vision board that aligned with our gifts. Not a vision board of cars, boats, planes, houses, clothes, jewelry, nothing like that. We didn't do a materialistic vision board because we definitely did something that would increase our spiritual gifts. Well, if we increase our spiritual gifts, if we put more attention towards our beliefs, our knowing, our faith, our conviction of truth with ourselves, all of these things, there are so many beliefs as we deepen all these gifts. And what about our psychic energy? What about our clairs, our skills, our learning, our wisdom? We gain all of these things. If we do a vision board and we gain all of these things that are very, very spiritual, don't you think it's going to lead to everything that we want to co-create in our lives that are material? Or if we, and really trusting God or whatever your higher power, trusting God with all of your heart, how much of that trust, that belief, that positivity can be transformed into everything that we want to co-create here? And when I say co-create, I mean co-create with this magical spiritual universe that we are a part of every single day. Because if we just ask for, I love that. Erica just said she's working on a vision board for her health and her passion for photography. I love that. Focusing on your gifts, focusing on your passion, focusing on health first, okay? All of these things, they can lead to so many other great things. And so what we do and what we've learned to do in a materialistic world, which we all love to exist in and have no choice, the physicality of our beings, you know, we think about those, especially this week with the wedding, Jeff Bezos and Lawrence Sanchez Bezos now, you know, I'm sure everybody like kind of took a peek at the billionaires' processes and the wedding and all these amazing things. And I heard somebody say, you know, oh, they could have fed 10,000 starving babies with their wedding. But their calling in life is, their calling in life, you know, should we shame them for it? Should we guilt them? It's a very huge example on a higher, much higher scale. But the bottom line is billionaires have problems too, big ones, you know, and so they're really human just like we are. And they just are caught up in this whatever world they're in because they're there. What are they supposed to do? And so we hope that they're doing well for others, and we believe they are, they want to be. But then at the same time, you know, we all have that thing in us that says, wow, how did this even happen? How does somebody get to do this, that, and the other thing? Some of us may say it's hideous. Others may say, oh my gosh, I strive for this life, you know, whatever it is. But the bottom line is, it all comes back to the belief that you can have more without feeling guilty, without being stuck in these, you know, the four of pentacles, like I talk about, those four corners that we all need to get from the four to the six. there's a five in the middle. And so you have to have those four corners as a foundation to begin with, the four of pentacles or the four of coins, five of coins. You have to go through the spiritual process of the dark night of the soul or the fives or the seeking for something spiritual to even get to that six of pentacles as we move on through time. And so we kind of go from the Cancer to the Leo to the Virgo energy if we're thinking about the fourth, fifth, and sixth signs. But really, this is where we're at right now and what season we're in and what we're coming to. And I think it's going to be a little fun to explore with a little bit of change of attitude or a change of what your beliefs are and how deeply you connect with all of this. How much can you co-create with your higher power or how the universe flows through you to keep a flow going and to see more things come into your life? It doesn't even have to be more money. What if it's more of what you want to attract? A better job, a better relationship, a better person, a better garden. You can have it in every way you can possibly have it, but it all comes down to the same thing. You all deserve so much more than you're really able to receive today. And there is no question about that, okay? Some of the other things, I'm going to come to the chat room in a minute. I'm definitely going to take some of your questions. You know, there is no regularity to what you have to give in order to receive. And it's never selfish to expect to receive more in return. And I think I'm going to leave it there. I've been ranting. I just want to just put it out there to, you know, really debunk some of the things that I've been seeing and some of the old timers in our community that really like to try to put a damper on things when we're all trying to live our best lives. And it's the same thing with winning. I have a few friends who go out there, they have fun, they win, and right away we go, oh, they're lucky. Then there's a separateness of some sort. Oh, you're the lucky one. We start our wheels turn, you know. We compare. And if we compare, we despair. And there's no need to compare. Because at any given moment, you could become lucky too. You don't know when that next thing is going to show up in the mail of some blessing or that win on the, you know, I'm talking to a few of you because I see a few of you who love to have fun at the, you know, you're having some fun at the casino and stuff like that. And I have my very dearest, closest friend in the world for 53 years now, 54 years soon. She likes to go play, you know? And so I have to watch myself and I always say to her, you're the lucky one. So have at it, you know? I could never participate because I already know I'm going to get smacked. But that negativity is something that I have to say, okay, wait a minute, why am I having this thought? Because I was, you know, it was put in my brains to not be, you know, to be afraid to take risk, to be afraid to take a chance, to be afraid to think I could be the lucky one. And you as well, I'm speaking for all of you. And I love all of this. And I want you to go out there for the rest of the summer. And I want you to be with it. And I want you to understand that you deserve the world and more. And share with as many people as you possibly can. And do not, for the life of me, feel anything but wonderful about receiving everything that you can possibly receive. So from now, through this Cancer energy, Jupiter's in Cancer, it's going to encourage you for abundance. It's going to encourage you to go out there. You know, you want to check it out, see where Jupiter is in your chart and see where that Jupiter energy can touch upon your lives. I have such an abundance of friends who I adore, and I feel very lucky that way and very blessed that way. And there are so many other blessings in my life that I feel are abundant gifts, and I know you do too. So we start thinking about it that way, and we start bringing it in. While we release, I think, anything that's held us back, okay? So I'm going to challenge you for the summer, and I want to hear about it. At the end of the summer, I want to hear what you bring into your life that you didn't have before simply by changing your beliefs and your thoughts, okay? And remember my words, you deserve everything and the world, okay? All right, let's take a look. I'm coming into the room. I love that you guys are receiving this because it's something that we fear so much, trying to walk on that line. And I want to hear from all of you. And I'm coming in and I'm going to start taking your questions. And Pamela, where did you go? I saw you say something. Laura, we're right in alignment with what you need, and I'm hoping this is contagious and it comes through all of your lives in perfect timing. And let's see who's first. But Pamela said she's in line with the topic. Okay. Her neighbor paid half for taking a ton of trees down between their properties. He's now out there raking up all the leftover debris. I didn't ask him to. I told him I would pay him and he flat out refused. I definitely don't feel like I deserve it, but I'm absolutely grateful. She has back issues and can't do it. That is a very kind and generous thing. And again, that is the spirit of generosity coming right to you. And the sunshine is really good. I love the trees, but sometimes I think if I can compare living in a very sunny environment and living in a very shaded environment, I think I would like more sun as well. So I totally relate. But I think it's important that you have that sun now. And sometimes it's important that we have more shade, you know? And so between the two, I think you'll find some shading again and you'll find the balance there. But I love that. And I love that you're experiencing that gift of receiving from your neighbor. That's how it should be all the time. And I really, really love that. All right. Thank you so much, guys, for all of your kind words. I want to take some questions. I have to get to Denise right away because my mother vibe is up. My big sister vibe is is up. And she says, if time permits, it's definitely permitting for this topic. I'm teasing you. Please, can I have some guidance on this most recent surprise? Oh, Uranus and Gemini is going to bring a lot of surprises too. So I like that vibe and I won't talk about it. I'll let the astrologers handle it all. But of course, you know, I'm excited to see what's going to come from it. But I do know that a lot of the configurations will be a lot more positive for us, even though we're in crazy times. Okay. This reminds me of a Uranus moment though, Denise, really. Do you sense he changed? We haven't spoken in a year. My recent ex reached out. I'm even speaking your words a little backwards because I'm like, my hair is standing up. No, I'm teasing. Do you sense he changed or is he reaching out of desperation? You know. I'm going to do this without an opinion, of course, and without my hair standing up on my back. I'm teasing you, but you know I'm not. Pamela said something very important, and she said she prefers to be the one giving, and every single one of us does. We all want to give. There are very few people that really want to receive in this, and especially in our community, you know? So it's more challenging, which is why I brought up the topic, because it is okay to receive. We all feel that. I feel that too, very much. But we have to start embracing the give and take in everything that we do. And Denise, let's take a look. I think he's doing a lot of reflection and contemplating of everything that's gone on in the past. But I also see disappointment of late. He was in another relationship that didn't work out. It's probably the same pattern, I'm believing. But I think it's nice that he says hi. And no, I really don't think he's changed. I think he's learning some lessons that are repetitive and will continue. You know, you've changed consciously. And I feel I'm not ever, of course, going to decide what you choose in your heart, your soul, for a relationship. That's up to you. I support whatever you decide. But, you know, I know that you've changed. I know that you've been through a lot on your own. I know that anyone who runs or blames or gaslights or all of these things for all of you, you know, when these things start to occur, people don't change in the short amount of time. And maybe he's just recognizing that he's doing the same thing again and again and expecting a different result, and you were just a better option, you know? And you are a better option, of course. But I'm going to leave the outcome up to you here because I want you to decide. I think you've changed a lot consciously. You worked on yourself consciously. I watched it. I feel a lot of inner peace in you by yourself and feeling... Yes, do you want a partner? Do you deserve a partner? You're going to have a partner. There's no doubt in my mind. And I feel that very much so. But somebody that you're passionate about, who is equally passionate about you, I feel fire. And I also believe that you could dip your toe back in the water and see how you feel. That's up to you. But, you know, when one person does some changing and the other doesn't, or maybe just starting to or recognizing it, let's give it a few months and see how it plays out. But I'm going to say this. Remember that you have changed and remember that you've gone through a lot. And, you're nobody's like, let's pull you off the shelf and see if we can give it a whirl kind of thing. I would like to see this person, my puppies are saying hi to you guys. I would like to, you know, see this person maybe earn some respect back before you did anything, okay? So it's okay to contemplate, but let's remember that you have changed. And you know what I feel? Sometimes what I'm realizing, and Denise, for you, you kind of embody all four queens. All four queens of the tarot, so to speak, if you think about it. You worked on your health. You worked on your confidence. So the health, the Queen of Pentacles, the Queen of Wands for confidence, the Queen of Cups for your heart and your feelings and acknowledging those feelings, and the Queen of Swords for your boundaries. And some people only work on one aspect of who they are, and I think that's the case here. Okay, so if we look at the Kings, maybe he's working on one or two parts of himself, and so that's the difference. Okay, I hope that helps. All right, but I'm super happy you're here, and I love that. All right, yeah, let's go back to compare. When we compare, we despair on how many of us do it all the time, and forget. We need these little reminders because you know about the comparison thing. We could see something in someone else's life on the surface. And it looks good. And maybe somebody's boasting about their connection or their relationship, or somebody is showing off their new car or whatever we're comparing. If you have a connection to a higher power and you're working on that connection, you're probably doing better than most of the population, no matter what it looks like on the surface, because it really does carry you through everything. But if we're looking on the outside of everything or everyone, oh, that person is always this, or oh, that person gets this, or oh, they blah, 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 blah. We don't know what's going on the inner layers of that person's world ever. And so we lie to ourselves. We cheat ourselves of so much time. I had this conversation with Sydney recently because she's out in the world and, you know, she's getting attention from a lot of, you know, very known people, and she's really, really working hard. And so I had to really explain, you can't compare yourself to somebody who's been around for 40 years because they've earned it. They've worked on it. We don't know where someone else's life is lacking and where we have fulfillment they may never have. So if we sat here day and night and tried to rip apart everybody's lives and pay attention on everybody else's lane, we really wouldn't be working on our own lane. And so just remember, to when we compare, we despair, and we have no idea what's going on. Nothing. So I want to encourage you all to just keep focusing on becoming the best version of yourself you can be. And it's okay to take a peek into everybody else's world, because we don't want to bury our head in the sand, but we have to remember, we don't know what everybody else's pain is. We don't know what happened to them 20 years ago and if they were homeless. We don't know. We don't know if they were wealthy and lost it all and had to work for it to get it all back. We really don't know. And so Denise says she worked hard for years and wants the whole enchilada in a relationship. His relationship ended and I don't want to be the fallback. That's exactly right. Thank you very much. We're on the same page. Lots of love to you. I'm really proud of you. You've been working really, really hard on yourself. So I love that. Okay. All right. Now, Nadine, I have a very strong feeling, and you do have a life filled with creativity, and you do have so much prosperity in that way, and you are trusting, and I love that, and she's painting, and she's a fabulous jewelry designer, and I also believe that, you know, there's going to be an increase, a monetary increase for you, and this fall, autumn, starting September. You know, I'm a going back to school kind of girl, so my fall always starts when school starts, early September, even though we know it's later, but I'm saying September for you. I believe that you are definitely going to, I don't know, be commissioned or something, or asked for some pieces. It's a bigger deal than usual, so I just want to say it, and I do think you're going to see that. And please come back and let us know. Now, that doesn't mean nothing's going to happen between now and then. There'll be dribs and drabs, but not like I see. And the number 5 is very important about at that time. And maybe it's like 5 pieces, 5 people, 5 something. It's going to be very, very good. And I do hope that helps. And I love that for you. And do come back. All right, wait. You come back and share and let us know, okay? All right, let me think of something here. I definitely can tell you have inner peace, Denise. Thank you for that. I feel it strongly here. Lois, good morning to you. I'm so happy to see you. Erica, I'll be right there. I want to go to Tara real quick. I was looking for her. Okay, here we go. She said that her heart hurts. The move is hard. Her whole family's fighting with each other. Everything is going to be okay. Yes. When the dust settles, we have some big planet moving in some days that'll very much change things. We have to think about some of the outer planets when these things start happening. We start absorbing all of whatever energy is taking place. Let's take a look at Itara. I'm thinking 3 weeks though, okay? So the dust will settle. People will start to make up. And I definitely feel within 3 weeks, you'll see a big change, okay? All right, take a peek at you here. It'll definitely settle down. Oh yeah, you guys are going to be great. They'll be celebrating. You'll be celebrating soon. I say 3 weeks. Your cards say 3 to 6 weeks. And you'll be having some celebration. I also see an event, a family event, that's going to be actually celebratory instead of challenging, okay? Coming up in the new season. So you have a lot to look forward to. You guys are going to be okay. The dust will settle. No question. I hope that helps. And I love that you brought it to us. And we could dispel some of that, some of those vibes. Sometimes just when we gather and we talk about things, it's amazing. How many of you have been like waiting on something or talking about something that hasn't occurred and you've been waiting forever and then suddenly you talk about it and you go outside and it's in the mailbox? Or you're speaking to someone and you're waiting on a response from someone and you're not getting it. And then all of a sudden you're talking about it and it's happening. Because when two people are gathered, they say that the universe is listening, right? So it's okay to share some things that you're waiting on or some difficulties you're having or perhaps even writing it out, writing a psychic letter to the universe sometimes and just ripping it up or putting it away. Or sometimes we like to write it and put it in an envelope, open it at another time to see that some of your what you wished for, some of what you needed, some of what you wanted happened. And all of these things you could do proactively when you're feeling a little angst or anxious about things that aren't happening right away. But when you're gathering with someone, you definitely move energy and you're heard. And I think it helps. So it's nice that you're sharing here, okay? All right, let's see who's next. Erica, where did you go? I'm coming in the room. It is a happy day. It's very rainy here. I know you're all experiencing some weather. Erica's birthday is coming up in 2.5 weeks. Happy birthday to all of you Cancers. I've been saying this for a while, but I've been living back with my family for 3 years. I'm looking to move out soon. I'm also caught between a rock and a hard place. Okay, so one thing at a time. She's been teaching for 8 years. I do have, my first piece of advice is one thing at a time. Because we don't want to take on too much change all at once. It kind of throws us off a little bit and we get a little rocky. So we want to go one step at a time. And I do feel next year, I think next year is better than this year, Erica, for major changes, but it's activated now that Jupiter is hit. So you probably are feeling a little antsy with Jupiter on the rise, I'll say, you know, really, you're really tapping into that energy and wanting the change. So we have an entire year ahead from now that can bring you some growth processes and change for the better in every way. The key to Jupiter, or at least this is my take on it and what I've witnessed over the years, is that when we're doing positive things for ourselves, very positive things will happen. It enhances everything. If we're doing negative things for ourselves, then very negative things can happen. If we're in misalignment with any person and they're wrong for us, things can go really in disarray. And Jupiter, everybody says, oh, it's so lucky, it's so this, it's so that, but it's also atop at your door, reminding you to try to do the right things for yourself, because the universe will reward you substantially when you do. It may take time to see these rewards. We can't be impatient about it, but I do think next year is your key. I believe that you're going to go at the end of the season next year. Not only will you be in a better place financially, you'll be able to go and be free. I don't feel like this is the year to push. I feel like by then, when Jupiter is really, I say it's on the rise, by that season, spring season, you'll be really, really ready. And so I'm not saying it can't happen prior, but I think you should have a goal. Just like having a baby, you know, we have a 9-month goal. So we could set a goal today and see your way out. And and I also believe, yes, you're going to start looking, but you may have one more year as a teacher as well. And then next season, you could say, okay, I have this new position on the table. Now, if something happens in the next 3 to 6 weeks and you want to really take a different turn in the road, this, you can go ahead and I would say job first, I think, for next spring, the move. So hang in there a little bit longer with your folks. I know it's difficult. And I don't want to discourage you from leaving next week if that's what you want to do. But I'm actually discouraging you from it. It's not time yet. And I believe that having a plan but I think it's a good process to think about it as like you're birthing the new you. You want a new life. You have to birth this new life. It's like you have a garden. You make sure your weeds are pulled. You make sure the dirt is ready. The soil is rich. And everything is planted with a good foundation. And so that's what you're going to build. You're building your foundation this year. And next year you make all these changes. Okay? I promise. Now, that doesn't mean that things can't move more quickly if something happens over the summer, but you do have some security around your job that I kind of like. And I do believe if you stay one more year, and I'm leaving this up to you, of course, if you stay one more year, I believe you're going to have a much better school year than you ever have, because certain things are going to be ejected from your space, people, places, things, you know, it'll be a better year. That's all I could say. If you leave prior for a better position, that say it comes up under your nose in the summer, or just say, I'm not predicting this, but if it does, then you'll know, you know, you can, if it's relatively similar financially and all this, anything could happen at any time. But I'm saying one more year, you'll have a better year, and you'll have that stability and foundation ready, getting ready to move. When you move to a new home, whether a buyer or rent, you know, they're going to look at your, right now, they're very, very strong on your career, your work, your stubs, your pay stubs have to be from the same place and things like that. So you, before you make that change, I would really think about it and getting in a place. You know, it'll all happen in succession, okay? But I would stick it out if I were you for one more year. All right, I hope that helps. It matters. I see credit scores going up. I see things really, really, things that are going to happen this year that are really going to make a difference in your life, okay? And you'll feel better. Things will ease along the way. All right, let me see who. Hi, Rebecca. So nice to see you. Let me take a peek. Michelle, good morning to you. Happy Monday as well. Doesn't really feel like a Monday, but oh, we have a big we have a holiday weekend ahead. I'll remind you all now to please stay safe on the road or otherwise. Pay attention, you know. I think we have to be a little more aware of our surroundings now, of course, and just be safe wherever you go. I know it's a big weekend. here in the States. All right, Rebecca, I have time for one more. Take a peek. You know, what they're showing me is an image of the map of the United States. And I'm getting a lot of spaghetti right now. She's going, hi, Kat. I'm thinking about moving back to the Midwest or maybe move somewhere else. There's your spaghetti. Okay, there we go. North Carolina. Over. String. Up. Now you're going to think I'm really crazy. Have you ever looked at New Mexico or thought about it? I don't know why they're putting energy on it, but they are. I am, of course, not going to tell you where to go, but you come back and tell me what you feel about that. I don't know why. I'm just looking at all this these strings right now. And I do see sunshine. I don't see too cold. I do feel halfway is better than all the way, because I can't see you all the way on the West Coast, though. I really can't. Close, maybe, but not all the way. No California, Oregon, Washington, all that. No, no, no. I don't see that. I see more in the middle of the States for some reason. Right now, that's where I'm landing. I don't know why I'm around that area, New Mexico. I'm where, I don't know, but that's right now where I'm thinking ish. That's where the spaghetti's bringing me today. Okay. I'm sure we'll talk again, but kind of put your thoughts. I'm looking at Arizona. I'm looking at, some of this area, New Mexico. I think you, for some reason, there is something in New Mexico for you. I don't know why I'm thinking this, but maybe there's some kind of energy there, like a little bit of a spiritual alignment there from another lifetime too. So just know that I'm sure there's more to the story, which we'll tap into very soon, Rebecca, but I just wanted to give you a heads up on what your little map spaghetti is doing, okay? And please come back and share and let me know how you are. And let me see if you said anything yet. And let's go ahead. I did pull the Empress for your card for the week, which is very fitting for the Cancer energy. So remember to nurture your moms, nurture the mother in all of yourselves. And definitely work on those relationships if there's any kind of healing to do. Or it's very, very nourishing to work on some of that stuff, okay, in time. But that's definitely the energy. Okay, we'll talk about it more, Rebecca. I'd love to help you with this process. So you're very welcome, everybody. Thank you, Serena, for being my producer always and everyone's producer. Serena's on live today, I'm sure, and we have a great day here on One True Radio. The amazing Lori Love is coming up next. Lori the Love Sherpa, please tune in, and followed by the rest of our amazing lineup here through the week on onetruradio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Happy 4th, everybody. Please stay safe, and my heart goes out to all of you, okay? God bless this entire world, and Lord knows we need it. So you guys take care. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.